Oh, good morning and welcome to another episode of Be Unique Radio's Manifest Monday Show. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, if I knew then what I know now. Oh, I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and every Monday at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, we release a new episode to help you learn more about the power of manifesting. The more you listen, the more you'll learn. On the second Monday of each month, our sponsor, Jillian Harris, joins me. Visit her at theconsciouscougar.com. You won't regret it. Call 516-418-5651 on the second and fourth Mondays at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time when I'm live. You can join the show. Call in with your manifest questions and let's see where it takes you. Now, before I get into today's topic, I want to thank everyone who has emailed me manifest questions, and I encourage you to keep writing. Send your questions to me at manifestmondayshow@gmail.com. When I have enough to do a full show, I'll share the questions and my answers. It seems I've been manifesting all my life. I didn't always know that's what I was doing, and I can tell you if I knew then what I know now about manifesting, my manifest life would have been different. I recently found a document that I created in 2003. That was almost 20 years ago. I'd like to share that with you so you can see how my manifest journey has changed. This list was from a book by Lynn Grabhorn. I'd read it that year, and it really was a game changer for me. It's called Excuse Me, Your Life is Waiting. Now, one of the things that I was told from that book was to make a list of goals. Boy, have I made some lists since then. Now I write my list of goals as manifest statements, because just writing a list may tell the universe what you want, but it may also turn into being a list for the sake of being a list. Gus might think, what should I do with this? Grant them all at once? She can't handle that, so I'm not giving her anything. Remember, when you are manifesting, you are also seeking to improve your life, even if all you want is a slice of chocolate cake. Another item on my document from 2003 asked, where do I see myself in 6 months? Gee whiz, in 2003 I could barely see my way out the door each morning. My life was a mess, which was why I needed to manifest a different aspect. Not quite a new one, but I needed something different. Where did I see myself was a very unspecific question. Where geographically or where metaphorically? Where metaphysically? Was this about my physical address or my state of mental well-being? No wonder Gus left that one alone. It could have been a disaster for me. Make a treasure list was on my list of things to do. Okay. Now again, I'm wondering if this was supposed to be a physical location type of map or more along the lines of a vision board with all the treasures I wanted. Maybe I should have made a vision quest. I don't know. I really don't know. Because it was a list I made, and I wasn't very specific. And if you remember, one of the main rules I have for manifesting the life I want is to be very specific with what it is I'm asking. I told myself to bring every goal into the present by grasping the image into my solar plexus. Visualize and manifest what I want. I hadn't learned to focus on one dream at the time or how to tone down what I thought I wanted into what I really wanted. I remember another time when I wrote a list of the house I wanted to live in, the house I'd turn into a home. I was super specific about the number of rooms, the kinds of plants growing in the yard, how I'd be near a nature preserve. Some of the things on that list took longer to achieve, like the heated swimming pool and the large garage shop combination I wanted for my husband. That's how manifesting works. We receive one thing we want or part of what we want, and the level of our gratitude helps dictate how fast we receive the whole package. I could see myself before I even dreamed of the house we're living in now, but I could see myself working in my office with the sun shining in the window. I felt this deep in my core, but not in 2003. Much later, in 2003, I focused on what I did not have, rather than what I now know was waiting for me all along. When I could fully visualize this and feel the joy of my home deep inside, that's when I received it. One other thing that was on my list for my house was that I wanted to live in a home where the people who had previously owned it had been in love with each other. I found that and so much more. Another thing on this list was dreams accepted. Okay, what exactly does that even mean? All these years later, I honestly have no clue. I won't even speculate because this list is rather long. I had written down an exercise. It was interesting and it's a little long, but so bear with me. Take $30,000 and spend it in a journal. Every day, double the amount and spend it. How to spend it all in one day? That was my task at visualizing having all the money in the world. After a while, it became an exercise in ridiculousness. It was simple to spend $30,000 in a day. Even spending $60,000, $90,000, or $120,000 every day was rather easy. I was paying off debts for myself, paying off debts for other people. By the time I'd hit $1 million every day, nobody I knew, my family and friends, even distant relatives, were debt-free. Now, bear in mind, I'm spending, virtually, I'm spending $1 million a day. But this money grew, and I knew it was fictional. That's when I started buying imaginary cars to rival Jay Leno. The money grew daily, and in my mind, I had homes in exotic locations with a private jet and a helicopter, both with handsomely paid pilots to take me wherever I wanted. By the time the money had grown to more than $30 million a day, and I'd had to price out the cost of homes and helicopters, it became a game. It was requiring way more research than I wanted to put into it. I got bored and I stopped dreaming. I stopped hard, too, because I didn't want to continue. Why think about the things that I could never have? In my mind, that's how I felt. And I think part of that was because in my soul, I knew that I didn't need $30 million a day. I don't want all of the things and clutter that comes with this. Because, oh, trust me, when I had $30 million a day for a week, you know, that's more than $2 billion. I can't do math in my head. But $30 million a day, I had a lawn guy. I had a pool guy. I had a cabana boy. I don't know what I had hired housekeepers and probably don't remember doing a major domo, but I probably would have needed one just to manage all the other people in the household. But I had private secretaries and people who could schedule this and do that. What good is a life when you're not doing anything for yourself, but just reaping all the money? I wanted a better life for myself than money. So it got boring and I quit. The exercise also told me to take the highest denomination bill you can get, put it in your wallet and go shopping, but don't spend it. Tell yourself, oh, I can buy this. I have enough money, but don't buy anything. I saved up a couple of weeks, maybe a month, until I had enough to get a $100 bill. I had a blast shopping, knowing that I did indeed have enough money to buy anything up to that amount during a day. The truth is, I'm not much of a shopper, and this became tedious for me. Somewhere along the line, I lost or spent that $100 bill. I don't remember, but I probably put it in the bank and eventually used it to pay a bill. If I knew then what I know now, I'd have gone about this differently. I would simply make a statement about what I want to manifest and then write it in my journal. The statement would be in the present tense, with positive language that states without a doubt what I want, and I'd know that I deserve to receive it. I'd believe that it's on its way to me now because I have cleared out mental and physical space for it. I'd know that the universe loves to provide for me and send me what I want, though sometimes it may not look exactly like I expected. I'm patient enough to wait for the life I know I deserve. And part of that is knowing what I want. I never wanted a garage like Jay Leno. I never wanted to live in exotic locations and travel the world. Yes, there was a time that I thought world travel was for me. There was a time that I thought, and I still do, that having a private helicopter with someone to fly it would be a great way to get around. At that time, my mother lived in another state, about six hour drive by car from where I live. And a helicopter would have been pretty darn cool to just hop in the helicopter that would be parked in my front yard and go. Of course, I'd probably have to drive to the airport now. I've changed the way I think about things. But it would be cool to be at my mom's house in an hour. Now that my mom has moved on, she's crossed over, she's passed away, she's dead, I don't feel the need to have that helicopter. There are times with Be Unique that I think, if I could hop in a helicopter and be in Orlando in 15, 20 minutes rather than driving for an hour, that would be awesome. But you have to have a place to park this helicopter. You can't just drive it up to someone's house and, you know, I'm not going to rappel out of a helicopter and knock on somebody's doorbell. Yeah, I'm not going to be knocking on anybody's doorbell. That might hurt. But you have to know what you want in order to get the life you really want. If I knew then what I know now, it's probably a good thing that I didn't know then what I know now, because then I wasn't ready to achieve all the things I'm ready to achieve now. Thank you for listening today. Remember to come back every Monday at 11 o'clock in the morning for another Manifest Lesson. The second and fourth Mondays, I am live, and my guests always have interesting stories and tips to share. If you'd like a transcript of this show, have manifest questions, or a manifest success story, please email manifestmondayshow@gmail.com. Until then, stay positive and stay grateful.